Back in January of 2011, Derek Cianfrance, who's the director, was being featured in a Variety magazine. They were talking about Blue Valentine, which was his, at the time, his big hit. And he had mentioned in this article that he wanted to work with Ryan again, and they were going to do a movie called In the Town of Schenectady. And so a friend of mine, a reporter in L.A., called me up and said, you know, did you hear this? Did you see this? And I said, no, but I'll find out. So I called my contacts in L.A., in particular Thora Birch's, the actor Thora Birch's father, Jack Birch, who's a friend of mine, and I asked him if he could find out who was going to do this. And so about 20 minutes later, Jack called me back and had the phone number for the lead producer of the movie. And I had called him and started talking to him and telling him about why it would be a good idea to shoot here, that we could save him a lot of money. They were originally, I think, going to shoot in New Mexico or somewhere because of the tax credits. And we had tax credits here, but because I basically know everybody around here, I was able to promise them, well, we could get your locations either free or low cost. And so this went on for about 4 or 5 months negotiating, and then they had sent he had sent some of his producers up here, and we went around and introduced him to the police commissioner and the bank presidents and the head of the Ellis Hospital and all that stuff to show them the different kinds of locations they could use. And then in May, Jamie Petrikoff, who's the lead producer, called me up and said, yeah, we're going to do it. And then, of course, they came up in July, and they were here till October shooting the movie.
Why were they interested in Schenectady? What was it about the city of Schenectady that they wanted to set their movie in?
Well, a number of reasons. Ben Coccio, who wrote the screenplay, the original screenplay, is from Niskayuna. Beyond the Pine Plains, or the place beyond the pines, is sort of the English translation of Schenectada, which is the Mohawk word for Schenectady. That was the word that's the name that was given by Aaron Van Curler when he founded the city back in 1661. So he basically named it after this Mohawk word. And Ben, growing up in this area, of course, everybody who grows up here kind of knows, you know, the meaning of the word. And so when he was writing his play, he decided to name it, you know, The Place Beyond the Pines. So that's how it's got its name. Now, Derek Cianfrance's wife is actually from Schenectady, and she's an artist in her own right, internationally, a well-known artist. She does a video. She's sort of the video art. And then Jamie Petrikoff, who's one of the lead producers, his family owned Dwayne's Toyland, so local people will know what that means. So there was a local connection to the area. And the fact that I could get basically all these big locations for a little cost, and the local hotels and everybody else sort of cooperated by offering really good prices, it just made it a really, you know, sort of a lucrative, sort of a financial gain for them to be able to come and save a lot of money here.
Economically, what did it mean for the city and the county?
They dropped about $2 million in the local economy. Over 2,000 locals were hired as extras and techies and stuff working on the movie. Many of the local eateries, they saw an increased volume. I know Bradley ate locally, and Ryan. They all sort of went to some of the local places like Bombers, Scotty's, Van Dyke. And they did stay at local hotels. The Stars. Derek and his wife and family actually rented a house from a friend of mine down by the river, but Ryan and the rest rented houses mostly in the Stockade area. So there was a lot of people benefited. The houses that were used, they were compensated. Everybody was compensated. The Boys Club actually was also rented out, and not only did they make some money from that, but later on the Pines people made a substantial donation to them. Financial donation. So there was quite a bit of economic charge in the area because of the movie.
And you'll be at the premiere tonight. Or what are you looking forward to the most?
Well, I was at the New York City premiere, and tonight, basically, I just want to see everybody enjoy the movie. And Schenectady should be proud because everybody really did open their arms and welcome this production. And they talk about that all the time. You see that a lot in the interviews. So we really made it easy for them to make a really good movie, and I think people are going to be very proud of the movie. It's I think it's Derek's masterpiece. I think people will be talking about the movie for a long time. And visually, it's stunning. So everybody in this area should be really proud of themselves.